716-1580. Gator Security with its 5-year. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 13, and we are looking at the parables of Jesus. And we know that a parable is an earthly saying with a heavenly meaning or a spiritual meaning. And we know Jesus used a lot of parables so that he could bring his message across to the people so they could understand, they could relate to the spiritual with the physical that he was using to illustrate. So we bless God for what he's doing in this season. And we are in verse 44 of Matthew 13, the parable of the hidden treasure. So we're going to pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love which never fail. Thank you for the opportunity, O God, to study your word, O God, and to impart your word to your people. Father, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that as, O God, your people, O God, Almighty Lord, come, O God, this evening to listen to your word. We pray in the name of Jesus that your word will bring forth transformation in the hearts of your people, O God. Your word, O God, will be that lamp to their feet and that light to their path. Father, we pray, O God, that your word, O God, Almighty Lord, will pierce the deep recesses of their hearts, bringing forth change. Lord, we look to you, O God. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that faith will come by hearing and hearing by your word. So we just thank you for your word to us this evening. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for illuminating your word to us. And thank you, O God, that as we feast on your word, O God, we will be filled up with more of you. We bless and honor and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we are looking at the parable of the hidden treasure. And Jesus spoke in verse 44 of Matthew 13. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. People of God, we look into this parable. This parable shows that the kingdom of heaven is the most valuable possession that we can have. People of God, when we are transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, that's the greatest thing that can happen to any human being. So we see Jesus told this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. And look on what this person does. When he finds that treasure, he hides it. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has. He doesn't want anybody to get it, to take it away from him. So he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. He wants the whole thing. So it brings so much joy to us, people of God, so that we are willing to sacrifice anything for the presence of the King. People of God, the kingdom has come. So the King is here. The King has set up residence in our heart. The Holy Spirit has come to live with us and in us. And we have to allow him to rule and reign in our hearts. So we see, people of God, Jesus told this parable, reminding us that when we have come to salvation, when we have received the gift of salvation, people of God, we must cherish it. We must treasure it. We must hide it. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you." So we want to be people who walk according to the will of God, who walk in integrity, who walk as kingdom citizens, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. The King is here. His kingdom has come. But we need to live that life to show that the kingdom is in us. So the kingdom has to be manifested, people of God. So we see Jesus tells this parable of this person going, and when he finds that that treasure, when he finds that kingdom life, he sells all that he has and buys that field. He sacrificed so many things that were so important to him so that he can live each day in the presence of the king. So we look at Psalm 16:11, which says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So when the kingdom has come in our lives, people of God, when the Holy Spirit is ruling and reigning in us, we will have that joy. The word says, "For the joy over that treasure, he sells all that he has and buys that field." So we have to understand that we have to give up some stuff. We have to give up some things for the kingdom of God to be manifested in us. We have to give up the old life, people of God. And we have to come to understand that the new life must be seen in us. We have to live as kingdom citizens. We have to live according to God's words, showing forth his glory and his praise. So it is for us to understand the value of the kingdom. It's for us to understand how valuable, people of God, it is for us to be called children of God. We are now citizens of the kingdom of heaven. When we look in John 15:9-12, Jesus was speaking here. He said, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Dwell in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." The word of God says this person, when he finds the treasure of the kingdom, when he comes to understand the treasure that he has, he hid it and for joy over it, he rejoiced over it. And so, people of God, Jesus came that we might have his joy, and that his joy may remain in us, and that our joy may be full. So we have to have that joy in our lives, people of God. That joy to know that we are now children of God. We should rejoice in the Lord always. And again, his word said, rejoice. The Lord is calling us to a place of maturity in him, where we can rejoice even in tribulation, because we are a part of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom has come. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is in us. The kingdom is operated by love. Love is the royal law of the kingdom. So when we abide in Christ's love and he abides in us, people of God, we will go forth and show forth the kingdom. The kingdom will be seen because, people of God, love will be our governing authority. The word of God, Jesus himself, is love. And he is our governing authority. So we want, people of God, the kingdom to be seen in us. We want to make this sacrifice, to be willing to lay down anything just for the presence of the king, to walk in his presence daily, to practice his presence daily, to show forth his glory and praise, to show forth love, to show forth joy, to show forth peace, to be long-suffering, to be gentle and meek and faithful and self-controlled. We have to know and understand how important this treasure is to us. Is the kingdom of God in you? People of God, that's a question I'm asking this morning. Jesus himself said, this kingdom does not come by observation, but this kingdom is in you. And people of God, once we have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, the King has come to live in us. He has sent his blessed Holy Spirit to live with us and in us. So we now can say that we are kingdom citizens because the King is reigning in our hearts. So the word of God tells us, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called, and be thankful. So as kingdom citizens, people of God, the Holy Spirit ruling in us, we have that peace and that joy that we cannot even explain. And we come to be people who are always grateful. So we have a heart of thanksgiving because the kingdom is in us. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So people of God, we have to show forth the kingdom. We are to show forth the kingdom and show the world how valuable this kingdom is, how valuable our salvation is. Let us not take our salvation lightly. Let us not neglect our salvation, but let us treasure it. Let us take care of it. Let us guard it. Let us come to that place of understanding how valuable it is to us. It is more valuable than any earthly treasure. So let us come to that place of understanding how important it is that the Lord showed this parable, showed this illustration to say, when this person found that treasure, when this person now has been transferred into the kingdom of light, what he did, he would go and sell everything, give up everything else, and buy that field. This field now, he possessed that field. We want people of God to be people who understand, as I said before, the value of our salvation. So we will walk guarding it. Anything that is valuable to us, we guard it. We treasure it. People of God, if our salvation is not valuable to us, then we just live anyhow. But we, as children of God, has to understand how important this salvation is and guard it. Guard it by the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. So we, as people of God, are called to understand the value of the kingdom of heaven, the value that we must place on our salvation, the value that we must place on spiritual things. Jesus said, if we are risen with him, the word Paul wrote, and the word tells us, if we are risen with Christ in Colossians 3:1, then we should set our affection on things above, set our affection on spiritual things, set our affection on things of the kingdom. If we are raised up with Christ, have we truly put our faith in him? Have we truly trusted him? If we have truly trusted him, children of God, then we are to set our affection on things above, set our affection on spiritual things, set our affection on things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So we have to come to understand how important it is for us to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, how important it is for us to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, how important it is for others to know that the kingdom of heaven is here. Thy kingdom come. His kingdom has come. His kingdom is in us. So we now, as God's people, must manifest the kingdom. We must value, people of God, the greatest possession we can ever have. And that's our salvation. And go forth in power. Go forth in the Holy Spirit power to show forth and manifest the kingdom on this earth. God is calling us, people of God. God is depending upon us to be people who are willing to make some sacrifices, to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable act of worship. And don't be conformed to this world. If we are conformed to this world, people of God, we cannot show forth Jesus. So we have to come to that place where we don't pattern our lifestyle according to the world, but we come to understand that we are called to live Christ-like right here on earth. We are supposed to show forth Christ-like characteristics in every area of our lives so that the kingdom will be seen, people of God. The kingdom will be seen, and everyone who sees us will know what is most valuable to us, what is the most important thing to us. The things of God must come first at all times. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. So many times we turn it around, we seek everything else first, but the word of God tells us to seek God first, seek his kingdom, seek the manifestation of his kingdom in our lives, and everything else will be added to us. So we see, people of God, we see Jesus telling this parable of this person finding this field, finding Christ, finding salvation, and coming to that place of being joyful over it and say, you know what, I have to give up so many things so that I can truly possess this salvation. I can truly hold this as the most valuable possession in this life. So people of God, we have to come to understand what is most important to us. So we are going to go on to verse 45 of Matthew 30. Now we're looking on the parable of the pearl of great price. So these parables, we see, people of God, these two parables are just showing how important and how valuable, people of God, the kingdom of God is to us. So the word said in verse 45 of Matthew 13, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. Look at what the word said. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. And verse 46 says, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. So we see how similar it is to the man who went and found that treasure in a field and hid it and for joy went and sell everything and buy that field. So we see these two parables are so similar in the sense that it speaks of how valuable the kingdom is to us. So when this person found that pearl, this merchant found that pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. He sold all he had and bought it. This was the most precious thing to him. So people of God, it will cost us greatly to follow Christ. It will cost us greatly. Some will have to what? Let go or lose earthly possession. Some will have to lose earthly position. People of God, think about it. Some will not get the promotion that they should have gotten because what? Of their Christian values. Some will lose friends. Some will lose family. But the word tells us when we find Christ, or when he finds us, for he's the one who truly finds us. When he finds us, he said he has chosen us. You did not choose me. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. So people of God, we see here when the kingdom of heaven is come, when we have accepted Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven is come in our lives. So we need now to manifest that kingdom. So the word of God said, when this merchant found the pearl of great price, the most valuable pearl, the most valuable treasure, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. So people of God, we see the kingdom of God coming into the lives of humanity is the most important and valuable possession in life. It is above every other earthly possession. And so we have to give up so many things that truly was dear to us. We have to give up so many things that were so dear to us for us to live that kingdom life, live as kingdom citizens. So the word is telling us how important it is to be a part or be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. God is our ruler. He is our governing authority. His word that he leaves with us is our governing authority. So we have the laws of the kingdom. And Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So we are called to love one another. Love is the royal law of the kingdom. So we are to truly live as kingdom citizens, giving up some things that was so dear to us just to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. We see in Psalm 119, 162, the word said, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. So we have to come to that place, children of God, of rejoicing in this full and free salvation. We should be people who are joyful because the Lord God reigns in us. Joy is in us. The Holy Spirit himself in us is our joy. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, pleasures forevermore. So the psalmist said, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. So it's so important for us to understand how great and wonderful the word of God is. The word of God. People of God, we should possess the word in our hearts. We should hide the word in our hearts that we will not sin against God. Our steps should be ordered by the word of God so that we live in alignment with kingdom values. We live in alignment with the kingdom laws. People of God, we have to come to understand that it is going to cost us. It will cost us dearly. Jesus said we should count the cost. Even as we come saying that we are following Jesus, we have to count the cost. Are we willing to go the full way with Jesus? Are we willing for him to rule in every area of our lives? He wants to rule in every area of our lives. He wants us, people of God, to come to know and understand that the kingdom has to be the most valuable thing to us. That God's kingdom will be manifested in our lives daily. So it's not a one-time thing. It's a daily walk. So we have to live this life of holiness. Live this life of righteousness. Live this life as the guide for the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. So we have to come to understand as kingdom citizens that we are the light of the world. We are called to guide the world to Jesus. So we as kingdom citizens, people of God, as we give up everything to follow Christ Jesus, we are going to see, people of God, that we are going to be in a position where others will see Christ. When we come with a surrendered heart to Jesus, when we are fully yielded to the Holy Spirit, he will take control of our lives and he will show us the path to take and he will lead and guide us in the path of righteousness for his great name's sake. For the kingdom to be manifested, people of God, we have to be willing to surrender to the Holy Spirit rule. We have to be willing to yield to him and allow him to transform us. He is the transformer. So he transforms us so we become more like Jesus each day. And the more of Jesus is seen in us, the more the kingdom is manifested. For if Jesus is seen, then the kingdom is seen. For he is the king. So we want to live a life, people of God, of valuing our salvation. Many of us have taken our salvation so lightly, but God is calling us to value this salvation. And as Jesus gave these parables, showing people of God how valuable this salvation is, that the merchant would find this beautiful pearl and he would sell everything that he had and bought it. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to cleave to. This is my whole life now. And we have to come to that place in our lives, people of God, where our salvation is the most important thing to us. This lifestyle, this new life in Christ is what we cherish more than anything else. So the word reminds us that we have to lose that old life. We have to lose that old life to find that new life in Christ. So we have to give up something to get something. So we give up the old life, the old way of living, the carnal way of living. People of God, we were born with a carnal nature. So we would just do evil things and it didn't mean anything to us. But now, people of God, we are called to be children of light. We are called to reflect Christ in every area of our lives. So the new life must be seen. The word of God says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So we know, people of God, must hold on to this new treasure that we have. We have a treasure, people of God, that cannot be bought with silver or gold. This treasure was purchased for us with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He laid down his life for us. So you and I today can have life and have it more abundantly. We can live the abundant life right here on earth. We can live that fulfilled life right here on earth. We can show forth the kingdom of God right here on earth. Jesus, as he was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name must be honored. Your name will be honored here on earth. Thy kingdom come. So people of God, when we pray, thy kingdom come, we are saying, Lord, your kingdom is manifested in me. So we have to pray and pray right. If we say that kingdom come, that means the kingdom must be seen. And people of God, the Lord is calling us to manifest Christ wherever he has placed us. He's calling us to live that life that show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we want to be like that psalmist in Psalm 119, 162, who said, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. So the word, people of God, must be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. The word of God must guide us into kingdom living. And we have to come to that place of understanding that we must treasure the word of God. We must hide it. We must save it in our hearts. And people of God, only the Holy Spirit can help us to do that. So we pray that as we yield to the Holy Spirit, as we listen to his voice and follow him, as we walk in truth and holiness, as we walk reflecting Christ, that the kingdom will be seen. Others will come to us and want to inquire, what must I do to be saved? So it is coming to us, people of God, to understand how important it is to live this life, to live the kingdom life, so that others will see Christ in us and want to come to that place of receiving him as Lord and Savior. So we as God's people must know that we have a mandate. The mandate is to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ, to walk as kingdom citizens, to walk in righteousness and holiness, to walk showing forth Christ in our everyday life. Not only on Sundays, not only on Saturdays, but every day of the week, people of God, we must show forth Jesus. We must reflect him. We must walk in his characteristics. We must walk in love. We must walk in joy and peace. People of God, we must be long-suffering. We must be forbearing. We must be people who are faithful, who are humble, who are meek, who are self-controlled. All of these characteristics, people of God, are Christ-like. So we want to be like Jesus. We don't want only to preach and teach Jesus, but we want to live like him. We want to show forth Jesus in every aspect of our lives. So we want to understand the value of our salvation, and we want to guard our salvation. We want to treat it as the most valuable possession that we can have here on earth. People of God, remember that we have now been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So let us walk as children of light. Let us walk in the Spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. We want to live each day pleasing our Savior. We want to live each day honoring him for the work that he has done for us at the cross. The word reminds us, people of God, he laid down his life for us. We did not do anything to deserve it, people of God, but he has given us his unmerited favor, his grace, people of God. We are saved by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So we bless God for his word to us this morning, for reminding us how valuable our salvation is, and to see that the kingdom of heaven has come, and we as God's people are now in the kingdom of heaven because we have put our trust in Jesus Christ. God bless you here this evening. We'll continue next week in the parables of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We just thank you for bringing that revelation knowledge to us. We thank you for the transformation that will come to the hearts of your people. And we bless you and give you glory and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen and amen. Have a blessed rest of the week. Blessings to you all. Amen. Amen.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ